very important, especially with a guy like him. When he breaks the pocket, it's not like he's just looking to run the football all the time. He's making big plays down the field with his arm. So we definitely have to try and keep him in front of us, but that's easier said than done.
Is that 4th-and-10 conversion that he had the best example of that?
Yeah, definitely. He got outside and, you know, he made JP miss, he made me miss, and, you know, he completed a ball that kept him in the game. And a lot of us thought he wasn't going to be able to make that play, and he was able to do that. So all the respect and credit in the world goes to that guy, man. He's a phenomenal football player.
You said last week that before the Packer game that you wanted to see if the Super Bowl champions would show up or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Were you pleased?
I was happy. We could have played better, for sure, in a lot of areas. But I think we came out and we established ourselves and we played well in all phases of the team, whether it's offense, defense, or special teams. We played like a team, and I think that was the most important thing, and that was the most gratifying thing coming from that game.
When you look at the defense, I mean, Kevin Kenny back gives you the option of 3 and sometimes 4 safeties. Mm-hmm. I mean, what does that do for, what can you make an offense do by playing that way?
Well, a lot of flexibility for our defense. Obviously, you have guys who can come down and hit you in the mouth, and they can also cover. And you have those guys playing back there. There's really no telling what we're going to do, whether we're playing, 8 in the box or whether we're playing 7 in the box. So you don't know what we're doing when we have those guys back there. So anytime Kenny plays and Roll and Brown and Will Hill and Hosley and all those guys, we have some very good players back there.
A year ago, you guys had a big win in Dallas, mm-hmm. Big win in Green Bay last week, mm-hmm. and we had control of the division.
Mm-hmm.
Your next game was against the Redskins, mm-hmm. and you guys did not play well.
Right.
What's the difference? Now that you're not really on edge, you've got a kind of a cushion here to play with. What's mm-hmm. the difference in mindset of playing with that cushion, knowing mm-hmm. you can put it away, really, if you want to?
Honestly, Ralph, I think not to look ahead, but the teams that we have coming up here are all good football teams. So we're not going to take any of them for granted and feel like, okay, if we lose this game, we still have an opportunity to win our division. Because if we lose this game, we might not win our division because of the teams that we have, coming up ahead. So every game is a very, very important game for us. We have a very tough 5 games here, and we have to take every one of them like it's a championship fight.
Is he a frustrating guy because you couldn't play so well for so long and then that one time you don't mm-hmm. get the right land? Can that build you in the game?
Frustrating offense in general with the things that they do. I'm a grown man. I don't really want to be playing against that kind of offense at this stage in my career, but that's what's been presented in front of us, and we have to do that. A very, very well schemed, and they have the perfect guy running the scheme for them. They're going to be tough to deal with for a number of years.